This is Amin Ali, AMIN space LI, dictating for the Kranos OB data service, January 24th, 2013, patient name, John Highfield, JOHN space HATFIELD, date of birth, March 16th, 1964, primary care physician, none, next paragraph, cardiology clinic note, next paragraph, reason for visit, new consult, next paragraph, dear colleague, we had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Highfield, who we know is a very pleasant 48-year-old gentleman, with past medical history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and coronary artery disease status point 3.5 by 23 mm zenith 10 to the mid LAD, and 3.5 by 18 mm zenith 10 to the left main and osteal LAD, and angioplasty of the proximal left circumflex. Period. He came to our clinic today as a new consult. Next paragraph. On today's visit, he was complaining of his external dull in nature chest pain, fast and instability, lasting for 15 minutes, dyspnea and exhaustion, authority for more than a block, no syncope, approximate nocturnal dyspnea, no palpitations, no syncope, syncope, no lulling edema. However, he was complaining of right foot numbness and intermittent claudication of the right lower limb after walking for more than a block. Next paragraph. Past medical history, number 1, hypertension, number 2, hyperlipidemia, number 3, coronary artery disease. Next paragraph. Past surgical history, number 1, appendectomy, number 2, cholecystectomy, number 3, kidney stone removal, number 4, coronary catheterization and stenting. Next paragraph. Social history, significant for smoking one pack per day for 25 years. He quit smoking 2 weeks ago. Denies alcohol on intravenous drug abuse. Next paragraph. Family history, significant for coronary artery disease in his mother at 40s of her age, hypertension and diabetes mellitus in his mother. Next paragraph. Allergies, non-drug allergy. Next paragraph. Current medications, number 1, Coreg 6.25 mg twice daily, number 2, Lipitor 40 mg once daily, number 3, Plavix 75 mg once daily, number 4, Aspirin 81 mg 4 times a day, number 5, Natostat 0.4 mg as needed, number 6, Spironolactone 25 mg half tab daily. Next paragraph. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 114 over 73 mm mercury, pulse rate 73 beats per minute, weight 240 pounds, height 5 feet 11 inch, body mass index 33.5. Please start down the template of a normal cardiovascular system exam. Next paragraph. Diagnostic test EKG was done on January 11, 2013. It showed a heart rate of 80 beats per minute. Sinus rhythm was abnormal with occasional premature ventricular complex. Overall abnormal ECG. Next paragraph. Echocardiography was done on January 12, 2013. It showed ejection fraction of 37%. Mild tricuspid regurgitation was present. Grade 2/4 or mild to moderate diastolic dysfunction. Apical septal wall was akinetic. Mild mid inferior septal wall was severely hypokinetic. The apical lateral wall was akinetic. Next paragraph. Cardiac catheterization was done on January 10, 2013. It showed main coronary artery multiple angiographic were obtained. The patient demonstrated 100% occlusion of the proximal LAD. There was also hardiness noted in the osteal LAD and small balloon angioplasty. It was performed in the mid and proximal LAD followed by PTCA and stenting. There was 3.5 by 23 mm zenith stent was deployed to the mid LAD. 3.5 by 18 mm zenith stent was deployed to the left main and osteal LAD and angioplasty of the proximal left circumflex with 2.5 by 20 mm balloon. Impression, severe osteal LAD, left main coronary artery disease in the setting of acute anterior wall ST elevation MI. With successful revascularization of the left main, osteal LAD and proximal LAD, position reduction from 100% to 0% with TIMI2, pre-procedure flow to TIMI3. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Backspace. Next paragraph. Laboratory blood tests were done on January 13, 2013. It showed TBC with the normal limit, serum electrolytes with the normal limit, normal renal function test. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Number one, coronary artery disease. His status post angioplasty of the left circumflex. Correction. His status post 3.5 by 23 mm zen stent to the mid LID, 3.5 by 18 mm zen stent to the left main and axial LID, and angioplasty of the proximal left circumflex. On today's visit, he was symptomatic of atypical chest pain. We recommend him exercise stress test to rule out the possibility of ischemic heart disease. We recommend him of lifestyle modification in the form of regular exercise, balanced diet, lymphatic content high in fibers, weight loss, and to continue on choric, Lipitor, Plavix, aspirin therapy, and nice start for symptomatic relief, and refer for progression on the next follow-up visit. Number two, diastolic dysfunction. On today's visit, he was complaining of dyspnea and exertion, New York Heart Association Class 2. His recent echocardiogram showed ejection fraction of 37% with mild to moderate diastolic dysfunction. We continue to monitor his left ventricle ejection fraction with serial echocardiography on the next follow-up visit. Number three, cardiac arteries evaluation. He had known history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, heavy smoking, and coronary artery disease. On today's visit, he was asymptomatic. We recommend him carotid Doppler study to rule out the possibility of underlying carotid artery stenosis. Number four, peripheral arterial disease evaluation. He had known history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, and correction. He had known history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and history of smoking. On today's visit, he was complaining of bilateral lower limb intermittent claudications, the right more than the left, Rutherford class 3. We recommend him low oximetry arterial Doppler study to rule out the possibility of underlying peripheral arterial disease. Number five, abdominal aortic aneurysm screening. With consideration of his multiple risk factors of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and history of smoking, we recommend him one lifetime abdominal ultrasound to rule out the possibility of underlying abdominal aortic aneurysm. Number six, sleep apnea. On today's visit, he was complaining of episode of proximal external dyspnea, snoring, and morning headache. We recommend him sleep study to rule out the possibility of underlying obstructive sleep apnea and follow up his progression on the next follow-up visit. Number seven, hypertension. His blood pressure measured today was 114/73 mmHg, which is close to the required blood pressure. We recommend him to continue on choric therapy. Our goal to have blood pressure below 140/90 mmHg, as measured by his primary care physician. Number eight, hyperlipidemia. We recommend him to continue Lipitor therapy. Our goal to have LDL below 70 mg with regular monitoring of his liver function test as made by his primary care physician. Next paragraph. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Hatfield. Our phone number has been provided for him to call with any questions or concerns. We will see Mr. Hatfield back in 3 weeks. Meanwhile, he's instructed to continue to see his primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Amin Ali, medical student, dictating for Dr. Anas Obeid with all his board certificate. This is the end of the dictation.